This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Campaigning is in full swing for the first phase of assembly election in Jammu and Kashmir. 24 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 18th of this month. Top leaders of major political parties are leaving no stone unturned to woo the voters. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address an election rally in Doda district today. Congress and National Conference leaders are also campaigning in the region. Meanwhile, the election campaign has also picked up pace for the single-phase assembly poll in Haryana. Voting for the 90-member assembly will be held on the 5th of October. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will launch the party's campaign in the state today. He will hold an election rally at theme park of Kurukshetra this afternoon. Congress and other regional parties are also making efforts to woo the voters. Counting of votes for assembly polls in Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir will take place on the 8th of next month. Three unidentified terrorists were killed in the Kriri encounter in North Kashmir's Baramulla district this morning. According to police, terrorists were gunned down during an encounter between security forces and the terrorist in Chak E Tappar, a hamlet in the Kriri area. The identities of the slain terrorists are being ascertained. Further details are awaited. Several political leaders are paying tribute to Communist Party of India Marxist General Secretary Sitaram Yechuri in New Delhi today. The 72-year-old veteran leader passed away at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences AIIMS in New Delhi on Thursday following a prolonged illness. The mortal remains of Sitaram Yechuri have been kept at the party headquarters, A.K. Gopalan Bhavan, in the national capital for public viewing and paying homage. Congress Parliamentary Party Chairperson Sonia Gandhi, NCP SP Chief Sharad Pawar, DMK MP Kanimori, Congress leader Jairam Ramesh and CPIM leaders and workers paid tributes to Sitaram Yechuri. The government has removed the minimum export price of $950 per ton for export of basmati rice. In a social media post, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal hailed the decision, saying that the export of high-quality rice will boost farmers' earnings. Mr. Goyal said the decision taken by the Narendra Modi government shows its sensitivity towards the farmers. The Assam cabinet has decided to hand over all the cases registered at various police stations in the state in connection with the unregulated deposits and online trading scams to the CBI for investigation. The cabinet has also directed the Home and Finance departments to jointly prepare a standard operating procedure to prevent occurrence of such activities in the future. Recently, several FIRs were lodged in connection with online trading scams. Till now, 61 people have been arrested, 22 lookout circulars have been issued, and 14 special investigation teams have been formed in connection with the scam. According to police sources, several online trading firms are operating in the state without adhering to the SEBI or RBI guidelines, leading to losses to the investors. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Gangetic West Bengal, Odisha, Bihar, Jharkhand and Chhattisgarh today under the influence of a depression over northeast Bay of Bengal. Extremely heavy rainfall is also expected over Uttarakhand today. The IMD has also forecast heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur and Bihar for the next 2 to 3 days. Meanwhile, the IMD has also predicted generally cloudy weather with moderate rain over Delhi and adjoining region in the NCR today. Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Keir Starmer, met US President Joe Biden at White House in Washington yesterday. In the meeting, both leaders discussed the possible next course of action in the Russia-Ukraine conflict and the situation in West Asia. The meeting comes as Western allies consider changing their policy to allow Ukraine to use long-range weapons provided by the US and Britain to strike into the Russian territory. In hockey, defending champions India will take on arch-rivals Pakistan in their fifth and final pool match of the Men's Asian Champions Trophy tournament at Hulun Buir in China today. The match is scheduled to start at 1:15 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.